A high priest after the order of Melchizedek, the high priest was designed in a special manner to represent Christ, who was to become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. This order of priesthood was not to pass to another, or be superseded by another. I will take their sins. What is Christ doing in heaven? He is interceding for us. By his work, the threshold of heaven is flushed with the glory of God, which will shine upon every soul who will open the windows of the soul heavenward. As the prayers of the sincere and contrite ones ascend to heaven, Christ says to the Father, I will take their sins. Let them stand before you innocent. As he takes their sins from them, he fills their hearts with the glorious light of truth and love. The terms of our election quoted. By his spotless life, his obedience, his death on the cross of Calvary, Christ interceded for the lost race. And now, not as a mere petitioner does the captain of our salvation intercede for us, but as a conqueror claiming his victory. His offering is complete, and as our intercessor he executes his self-appointed work, holding before God the censer containing his own spotless merits and the prayers, confessions, and thanksgiving of his people. Perfumed with the fragrance of his righteousness, the incense ascends to God as a sweet savor. The offering is wholly acceptable, and pardon covers all transgression. To the true believer, Christ is indeed the minister of the sanctuary, officiating for him in the sanctuary, and speaking through God's appointed agencies. Christ is able to save to the uttermost all who come to him in faith. He will cleanse them from all defilement if they will let him. But if they cling to their sins, they cannot possibly be saved, for Christ's righteousness covers no sin unrepented of. God has declared that those who receive Christ as their Redeemer, accepting him as the one who takes away all sin, will receive pardon for their transgressions. These are the terms of our election. Man's salvation depends upon his receiving Christ by faith. Those who will not receive him lose eternal life because they refuse to avail themselves of the only means provided by the Father and the Son for the salvation of a perishing world. Personal character of Christ's intercession. Christ is watching. He knows all about our burdens, our dangers, and our difficulties, and he fills his mouth with arguments in our behalf. He fits his intercessions to the needs of each soul, as he did in the case of Peter. Our advocate fills his mouth with arguments to teach his tried, tempted ones to brace against Satan's temptations. He interprets every movement of the enemy. He orders events. See.